Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.
You know, one of the things that I really talk a lot about is the journey to wholeness. And the reason why you, Kim, were not hurt by those comments, and maybe they might have hurt you just a little bit, but you weren't hurt deeply over them because you've walked out your healing. You've walked on that journey to wholeness. And our hope and, of course, our healing is all found in the truth in God's Word. And I lived in so many lies for so long. And I think that I want to encourage your listeners today and those of you who are listening now and who've gone through an abortion, you know, to really understand that it is a journey and that God is patient with us. And you may still feel, I remember speaking one day, and you never know who you're talking to. And this young woman was doing my hair, and she asked me about God crazy, and I began to share with her just about the things that we touch on. And for some reason, I brought up one of the things that, you know, the issues that are addressed are the issue of abortion. And she began to cry. I mean, we're in here to get in a salon, you know, getting my hair to... And she just began to cry, and she said, "Thank you so much for speaking to this, because it gives me so much hope." She said, "I go to church. I did not tell one person at my church." And she goes, "I walked through this whole thing by myself, and no one knows, not one person knows." And she goes, "And if I told anyone there," she goes, "I regret it so badly, but if I told anyone there, then I would be judged, and, you know, and no one would even want to talk to me." And it's that fear of rejection, that fear of having someone say something like what this man posted on your video that keeps women from really wanting to talk about it. But it's important. It's so important. The hope comes from, again, talking about and understanding the truth in God's Word. And I know I keep saying that, but it's so important to know the promises that he has for you, to know what he says about you coming to him and about his forgiveness for you, so that you can stand on those things and understand the truth, as opposed to the lies that you're believing of saying, you know what, I'm condemned. You know, I'm nothing. I'm not worthy. Who would do this? Who would, you know, what kind of, you know, I remember thinking, you know, what kind of person would do this, you know, and just condemning myself to the point where I felt like there was no hope. And again, understanding there is no good. There is no good person. It's like you said, Kim, you know, we're not favorites. You know, we weren't just chosen to be forgiven, you know, out of everybody else. You know, we simply came and God forgave us simply because of our heart before him. And that's not, he is not, a respecter of persons. Any person, any man who comes to him, he will forgive when you come before him and share your heart with him.
Amen. This is why it's so important that you get a resource like Michelle's book, like my book, into your hands. We've done the work for you of identifying those scriptures that are most helpful, because I really want to underline what Michelle said. The Word heals us. I spent years in an emotional desert, combing over self-help books, trying secular counseling, talking, you know, to myself, burying the feeling, cycling through this despair and denial. But God's Word opened up the truth that I'm loved, that Jesus paid it all, that God has made provision for the children, that grief can come to an end, that guilt can recede. All of these precious promises of truth from the Scripture truly changed my thinking, which healed my heart. And there's nothing else like it available to you, and it's freely available to you tonight. I pray that you will take this message to heart.
Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.